This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The White House says it objects to the impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump unless the full House of Representatives votes on starting the probe. We get more from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani.
The Nixon and Clinton impeachment investigations both began with votes, but this one did not. It's a procedural step Republicans are using as an attack line, figuring House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants to keep moderate Democrats from having to cast a politically risky vote. President Trump assumes they do have the votes to start the probe, but says it'll backfire.
I really believe that they're going to pay a tremendous price at the polls.
He's again defending his calls to have Ukraine and China investigate Joe Biden, saying they have nothing to do with the Biden campaign.
We are looking at corruption. We're not looking at politics.
GOP leaders have either stayed quiet or backed the president amid the controversy. Mitt Romney today criticized the calls as wrong and appalling. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Meanwhile, Ukraine's prosecutor general says that his office is reviewing all the cases that were closed by his predecessors, including several related to the owner of a gas company, where former Vice President Joe Biden's son sat on the board. AP's Zaria Shakley has details.
Ruslan Ryaboshapka's comments came amid an impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump that relates to a call he made to the Ukrainian president asking him to investigate the Democratic presidential candidate and his son's work in Ukraine. Ryaboshapka told reporters in Kiev that prosecutors are auditing all the cases that were closed or dismissed by former prosecutors, including several related to Mykola Shluchevsky, owner of the gas company Burisma, that hired Hunter Biden in 2014. I'm Zaria Shakli.
For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Hong Kong's embattled leader Carrie Lam on Friday invoked colonial-era emergency powers to ban face masks in a dramatic move intended to quell escalating violence in the Chinese-ruled city. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda has details.
We are now in rather extensive and serious public danger.
And with that, Hong Kong's leader Carrie Lam announced she would invoke sweeping new emergency powers in an attempt to stop the city's months of violent unrest. This is the first time in over 50 years that Hong Kong has used its emergency laws, which allow the city to stop the protests by any means necessary. That includes curfews, censorship of the media, and control over transport hubs. Violence in this city has escalated to a new level in recent days following the police shooting of a teenage protester during one violent skirmish. More rallies are expected over the weekend.
Matthew LaRotonda of Reuters reporting. Iraqi police opened fire on protesters in central Baghdad on Friday as hundreds gathered to demonstrate against the government. Gracie Jerome of Reuters has more.
Friday has become the deadliest in 4 days of protests in Iraq, where anti-government sentiment is growing. Police and medical sources say more than 45 people have now been killed as security forces open fire on the crowds, most in Baghdad and the southern city of Nasiriyah. The protests started on Tuesday over unemployment and poor living conditions, but have since escalated into calls for a change of government, which they say is corrupt. It's the biggest test so far in a year as Prime Minister for Adel Abdel Mahdi. It's the worst unrest in Iraq since the defeat of the Islamic State in 2017.
That's Gracie Jerome of Reuters reporting. The U.S. Supreme Court will add an abortion case to its 2020 docket, AP's Mike Hempen reports.
The justices will consider a Louisiana law that could leave the state with just one abortion clinic. They'll hear arguments during the winter, with a decision likely by the end of June. In February, the High Court agreed to block a law requiring doctors who perform abortions to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital. The Louisiana law is very similar to a Texas law that the Supreme Court struck down in 2016. That decision came before President Trump's two picks. Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh joined the High Court. Mike Hempen, Washington.
U.S. employers added 136,000 jobs in September. That was enough to help lower the unemployment rate to a new five-decade low of 3.5%. It also sent stock prices higher on Wall Street. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.